As the state's projected shortfall continues to widen, area school systems continue to brace for more cuts as they look to the coming year. In Yancey County, Dr. Tom Little, system superintendent, says the picture doesn't look good.
Budget is a big problem in the state of North Carolina. And since it's a problem in the state, it is also a problem for the school system. But the projections do not look good. On top of that, we have issues with the county not having enough funds based on their financial situation. So right now, the board met after a lot of thought, consideration, prayer, and whatever else we could do. We did recommend 15 teachers to receive letters that they will not be reemployed for next year. And that's a pretty good number of teachers, and I hope and pray that we do not have to hold true to that, that we are able somehow to bring those people back. A lot of it depends on our fund balance and are we able to maintain that fund balance, and that none of the funding bodies decide that we need to use fund balance to operate on. If we can maintain our fund balance, we could very easily bring teachers back for at least another year. But for right now, we're looking at 15 teaching positions that are going to be cut and trying to figure out the best way possible to keep our teachers, because without our teachers, we are not going to have a very good educational system and our kids are not going to get the education they deserve. And it's also very stressful in that in some situations, we have husbands and wives who both work in the school system who are both young beginning teachers who could possibly lose both jobs or at least one job. It is a huge impact on the entire community when that many people lose their job.
Dr. Tom Little, Yancey Schools Superintendent. In Mitchell County, officials say at the present time, as things stand now, they will not lose any people with full-time positions.
Right now we have tentatively projected a reduction in staff of about 15 positions for the next school year. These 15 positions will save us a little in excess of $500,000. Right now, we anticipate no permanent full-time employees to not be rehired next year. We will not fill some temporary and interim positions. Some part-time people will not be reemployed next year. But as it currently stands, based on the information we know, and we don't know all the information right now, that we currently have anticipated no full-time positions to be not employed next year.
Danny Young, the Mitchell School System Finance Officer. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.